people that left the city and went downtown to spend the summer with their grandmother. And while they were downtown, their grandmother took them to church. And they messed around and got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
good morning. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Father God, good morning. Lord Jesus, good morning. Holy Spirit, how to do? And good morning, Jesus. Good morning to all the Jesus believers around the world. Father God, we set our faith in agreement with your faith and the faith that you impart to all of those, all of us believers around this universe. We thank you this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness and your steadfast love towards us who believe. Thank you. You know, I need to share something with you. And the only reason I want to share it, I want you to think. I want you to stop allowing the devil to trick you and use your mouth. Now, day before yesterday, I think it was day before yesterday, I had to get over it first. Day before yesterday, a person said to me in my ear, they said, well, I'm just going to take what I get from you and your ministry, and I'm going to take it down and join this guy's ministry in Florida. I said, I didn't even say anything. The Lord said, don't say nothing. Just listen. Now, they said that in my ear, and the only reason they would say that was because he didn't understand that I was trying to help him out. He assumed that this was something I had to do for him. And then he was going to take it and put it to somebody else's ministry. Now, like any teacher, once I teach something, it's your business what you do with it. But don't think you can insult me to my face and that I just have to take that. I don't. I don't. So they said to me, well, God said, you see, what they didn't understand is that they really genuinely believe they got something ain't nobody else on this earth got that's greater than everybody else's. And so I said to them, well, if God said it's time for you to start your ministry, go ahead and start it now. Now. And they said, well, I'm going to need your help. I said, oh, no, you said God said. And that means you don't need nobody's help but God, especially if you're going to insult me to my face. It was insulting. So the Lord said to me, well, you know, just listen. I said, I tell you what, go on and do it today. Don't even wait till tomorrow. Do it right now. God said it, do it right now. Brothers, and you know what I did? I blocked him. I said, go do it and do it now. Don't hesitate another second. Do it now. And let me tell you why. If you tell me God told you to do something and you think you're going to hang around this ministry while you're waiting to do what God told you to do, it ain't going to happen. Because the Bible said, how can two walk together except they both agree? So if you're not going to do what God told you to do, you're going to be cursed. And them curses going to spill over on me. And they're going to spill over on my ministry. So if you tell me God told you to do something, I'm going to tell you, do it right this second. Now, brothers and sisters, you can't bully me. You can't threaten me. Remember, I am an old soldier. And I rarely, I mean, almost never get really angry. But that thing got me. You know why it got me? Because it was somebody I trusted. But that what David said, he said, I was wounded in the house of a friend, not an enemy. I was wounded in the house of a friend. Brothers and sisters, you ought to be grateful for everything that God does for you, everybody he uses in your life. And if you sit, if you stop and think for a moment, you will see that God has used people in your life from the day you came out your mother's womb. The first person he used was your mother. Because I like to talk to people who tell me they don't like their mother. And I always, this is my famous little story. So I'm going to share it with you this morning. You done heard it before, but you know how seniors are, they like to tell you them stories, especially preachers. I say, remember back now when you were 3 weeks old. 3 weeks old, and your mama brought you home from the hospital, and you were in her arms, and you were hungry. I said, remember this. Remember when you jumped down out your mother's arms and went and got you some formula, and it had to be a certain temperature, so you heated it up. And then when it got ready, you grabbed your bottle, and you jumped back in your mother's arms, and you fed you your own bottle. I said, oh, yeah. And remember when you pooped in your little diaper and you jumped down out your mother's arms and changed your diaper and put it back on and jumped back in your mother's arms? I said, yeah, she didn't love you. And you did everything for yourself. That's how the devil deceived people. And then the Lord said, now sit back. I'm going to show you the whole picture. I try to help some of you all not to have to go through some of the crazy stuff I've been through. And what the person that was telling me this didn't know, I've been through that over a dozen times. Way, five dozen, 10 dozen over the past 30-some years. Needless to say, I didn't take that too well. And I thought about it. And I just said, go do what God told you to do now. Do it. I said, but remember this. You're probably going to crash and burn a couple times, but every time you crash and burn, get back up. I said, you're going to crash and burn a lot of times. Get back up and do it again. Now, this didn't surprise me because God had forewarned me. God had told me, he had told me, watch out here. This is about to happen. And I just said, okay. But you know what? Even when God forewarns me, I can't speak for nobody else. I'm still amazed. It still affects me when it happens. I wonder if that's how Moses must have felt every time, you know, he was dealing with Pharaoh. I don't know. But this is what I learned a long time ago. When you think you're going to bully somebody, or when you think you're going to, I don't know what the other word is, manipulate somebody into doing something, you always got to be prepared for whatever reaction they react. That's why, you know, the other day, when I shared that little Perry Stone thing with you. I did, because the bottom line is this. Whenever you call yourself going to back somebody up against the wall, you got to be prepared for them to take that fight back. You cannot, and if you think you know what they're going to say or how they react or what they're going to do, you are a fool. That's what you are. And when you think you know and you got something from God, ain't nobody else in the whole world got, you're really crazy. Because the Bible says he giveth liberally to all men. The Bible says if a man or a woman lack wisdom, let them ask of the Lord. But the one thing I despise it. And that is domination, manipulation, and control. I can smell it. I can see it. I can hear it. Because I got delivered from it. And I understand it. And I understand this. Everything comes from God, for real. And Pharaoh was a heavy taskmaster to the children of Israel. He was a heavy taskmaster. If God is trying to give you something, why do you think you got to dominate it and control it in the life of another person? And this person said to me, literally, you going to come under me because God said it. I said, wait a minute, wait. I beg your pardon. Now, God did not say that, brothers and sisters. He didn't say it. And I sometimes like to ask people, where were you? Where were you when I was walking around preaching on street corners? Where were you when I got on that airplane to be a missionary in a foreign country and couldn't even speak the language? Where were you? Where were you when I was put out of churches for casting out demons and even talking about it? Where were you? Why weren't you there to help me then? Where were you? Even as recent as moving in this church here, where were you when me and Brother Joe and Jose had to sleep in this church on these pews in the cold? Go to bed cold, wake up cold. Because God gave us a church, but it hadn't been consecrated. Where were you when I had to give up three houses to move to Georgia, not knowing a soul here, and the people I knew here rejected me? Where were you? And you were right there, brothers and sisters. Don't think because, you know, I don't run around whining and then crying. I'm a believer. But don't think, the Bible says that Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. I'm acquainted with grief. And I'm acquainted with sorrow. And I'd say to that, well, you know what? Each man got to carry their own cross. But God ain't never called me and you and nobody else to carry nobody else's cross. God hasn't, you know what God calls us to do really and truly? deliver the message. Anything beyond delivering the message is the grace of God and the goodness of God. God ain't called nobody to be nobody's slave. Only his. Bond servant. I think the devil takes over people's mouths and it makes them say things that I don't know if they fully understand what they're saying. And then to say to me, I need your help. Now, you must really think I'm the Pillsbury Dough Girl. It is amazing. Brothers and sisters, love does not mean stupidity. And love does not equate to ignorance. And it especially does not equate to domination, manipulation, and control. Every day you wake up, you need to thank God for loving you so much. Every day you need to thank God for his goodness towards you. Not for what you're going to take from somebody else or not from how you're going to use somebody else. It doesn't work like that. The love of God doesn't call anybody to be anybody's doormat. They sell them. This is a very, very strange time we live in. But I learned a long time ago, I can show you better than I can tell you. And you got about one time to straight up insult me. And I'm probably won't even say anything to you about it other than whatever I'm going to do. And believe me, I'm one of these people who, if I say it, I'm going to do it. It might take me some time, but I'm going to do it. You see, Jesus carried that cross. And none of us are required by God to carry anybody else's cross. None of us. And the love of God, and I understand something. A lot of people run around here saying they've been abused, but they are the abuser. They're the abuser. And my advice to this person was, get your house straight. Before you see, you have some people in ministry who believe this. I can tell you what to do because I can read. I can read the Bible. The Bible tells you what you need to do. And I can tell you, but showing is better than telling. And I always say, show me the fruit. Let me see your fruit. I'm not strong enough to carry anybody's burden but my own. And the whole purpose of me ministering to you is to get you strong enough to carry your own. And then the Bible says, let the strong bear the burdens, not take them over, help you. There is a cross, and you are going to bear it, and you can't put that load on nobody else. And even if somebody comes alongside you to help you, don't insult them. Do not insult them because you think that you are intellectually superior to them. I've seen God use men and women that couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't speak. and they taught, they read, they wrote. It's called divine intelligence. The Bible says God gives liberally. It's easy to tell you how to do something, but I'm not going to listen to you myself unless I see you doing what you say, because I'm not in the U.S. Army anymore, and I know the difference. And I saw so many of them get wiped out in battle, fresh out of West Point, with no experience. I've seen so many magna cum laudes and summa cum laudes get out here and working in Walmart and McDonald's because they fail to get understanding. Because they fail to get experience and leading and guiding from God. And they made other things their God. Let me tell you something. God is recording how you treat people. The Bible says without love, you're just another bell ringing. God is recording. There's books in heaven being recorded. Do you really love your fellow? You see, people say, I want to win souls. I told you one time, God rebuked me because I was casting out demons without seeing the people be put in a position where they can keep the devils out. I cold stopped that day. That day I stopped. And I started leading them to the church. It didn't have to be my church, because I didn't have a church. What did God tell Cain? He said, sin lieth at the door. God tried to prophesy to Cain, don't accept it. Don't do it. But what did he do? He listened to the devil telling him how to commit the first murder of his brother. Brothers and sisters, guard your words. Guard the words that come out your mouth that filter through your heart. You won't insult anybody. Do I think this person knew that they were insulting me? Well, put it this way. You know that Jewish lady that hid up in that attic, Anne Frank? Anne Frank has a saying that says, she said, I believe that there is good in the heart of every person. I believe that once they overcome the devil, once they defeat the enemy of 1. Can you post that? Acts chapter 1. Hold up a minute. Okay, Lord. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to deliver me this morning from any anger. I tell you what, I'm going to have to do this later. Go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, let me see, 1-5. Isaiah 53, 1-5. You got that? Okay. Isaiah 53, 1-5. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? But he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. I'm going to pray this morning. I'm going to bind up rejected of men. I'm buying up rejection. I'm going to bind up despised. Let me check that out for a minute. Hold on a second here. Regard with contempt, feel contempt for, shrink from, be repelled by. looked down on with disrespect or aversion. All right. I'm going to handle this. You see, that there's a spirit. And this spirit, this is how it works. That's why the Lord had me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to have nothing less than in my heart, period. And I dealt with that, and I just kind of waited. I just kind of waited to see how that was going to work. But you see, even that can open up a door. Even that can open up a door. And that's what the devil wanted to do. I didn't say the person. I said that's what the devil wanted to do. The devil, but see, God, I'm going to pass this test too in the name of Jesus. This person had this in their heart all the time. Despised. They despised Jesus. So now, despised, to look down on with disrespect or aversion, deep repugnance, to feel a strong dislike for something or someone. So the scripture says, I got to deal with this, excuse me. See, I don't let stuff just go. I don't know. I can't do that. There's a group of people out here, and I don't know why, but they feel like, I do know why. It's called sin and iniquity. They feel like they have to be, that there has to be something going on, and they have to get somebody in agreement with them with this. So I've got to see how this spirit was working all the time. Man, there's so much behind it. Okay. So how would that go, God? He is despised and rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne it. So that would be grief. Hold on, just I got to find out how this works. What the devil tried to put on me. You see, the enemy always goes against because there's nothing new under the sun. And sorrow. Hold on a second. I got to do this. Sorrow. I got to see this. Ah. Oh, Jesus. A feeling of deep distress caused by loss, disappointment, or other misfortune suffered by oneself or others. Okay, so the devil was going to try to transfer that on me, but because I didn't keep it a secret. See, Satan works in secrets. Satan works in that stuff like cancer that gets inside of you, because in actuality, sorrow is used for a feeling that something has been lost, and often feelings of guilt and regret. Sorrow. I'm going to deal with this right now, this morning, in a few seconds. As soon as I finish getting it, distress caused by loss, affliction, or disappointment. Muffled sorrow, okay? Sorrow, to grieve or lament for someone or something, to be full of sorrow because of someone or something. Okay, God, I'm going to deal with this because I don't want none of this in me. Okay, that's what happened when my finger accidentally hit the button. There are people who practice. Now, I'm only saying God used this to bring this up, because spirits operate. So what the person was going through, they wanted to bring me into agreement with them and their sorrow caused by their loss or their disappointment or misfortune, because they feel that something has been lost to them and they are suffering guilt, regret, and distress. They are suffering disappointment, loss, and affliction. And affliction. That's the same thing that I was talking about with those unresolved issues and unmet needs. Let me explain it to you. I got it, Holy Ghost. I got it. I know people who believe that they have to come into your life in order to get what they want. They have to cause chaos, and they have to cause conflict, and they have to cause one person to feel inadequate, okay, even in a form of putting guilt on them in order for them to get the person to do what they want them to do because of what they're suffering. Let me tell you something, that don't work. That does not work, especially when we feel with the Holy Ghost. Yay! So, you can join me or you can hang up this morning. But I'm going to deal with this spirit right now. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is something that was sent to me, and the devil tried to transfer these demons on me. And because I'm not a negative person, I'm rarely disappointed, because I believe that God can and does do everything. I'm rarely afflicted, because if my body is whatever, I just give it up to God and I ask him to work on it, and he fixes it because I have faith in him to do it. So I'm not lost. I don't feel lost, and I don't feel guilt, you know, and glory be to God, I'm not feeling deep distress over nothing, because I have Christ. I have the hope of glory. So the devil was going to try to come like he always do. I tell you, he's low down. and he works through people, and he was going to try to put deep distress on me. Deep distress, grief, sorrow, misfortune. They all travel together because that person is suffering. They suffering bad. And they do not know Jesus as a reliever of suffering, as a reliever of anguish, as a deliverer from pain and sorrow. It's sad. It's sad. It is sad. It is sad, and people need to stop lying. They need to stop lying. And then they can meet Jesus, the deliverer. Jesus, the healer. Jesus, the restorer of the breach. Brothers and sisters, I bind up the spirits this morning, and all transference of spirits of sorrow, grief, misery, that's a curse. Misery. You see, it was right at this time of year. And this is what I've been talking about if you've had a conversation with me. Today, Passover day. All this week we've been celebrating Passover. Passover. When God unloose his destroyer, and it destroyed the firstborn of Pharaoh and the firstborn of everything that the Egyptians had. That's God's destroyer. Right now, we're in a season of portal where the destroyer of God and the devourer of God are coming together, parallel each other. The power of God through the devourer and God's destroyer are passing through together. Passover and the rebuking of the devourer have come together for such a time as this. And the devil, oh, a great spirit of aversion. Aversion. It didn't work, devil. It didn't work. It didn't work. It did not work. It will not work. It will never work in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the manifestation of your destroyer. Your destroyer. 1 John 3:8. But this was the spirit of your destroyer. Woo! Come down to destroy the works of the devil. The devil. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Wow. That's what the people use. They use that podcast. They listen to that podcast. And the whole village starts thanking Jesus. That was a sign to me. Satan is mad as all hell. But you see, he's not in hell. He's on earth, and he's in the second heaven. From whence cometh thou, Satan? Walking to and fro upon the earth. Well, what you walking for, Satan? Seeking whom I may devour. Well, guess what? God's devourer is at work right now. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. God says, strike the lintels and the destroyer will pass over you. The destroyer of God and the devourer of God are moving on this earth. Hear me this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of aversion. I renounce the spirit of disrespect. I renounce the spirit of grief. I renounce misery and all transference of misery curses. I renounce the spirit of sorrow. I renounce the power of deep distress. I renounce the spirit of loss, L-O-S-S. I renounce the spirit of disappointment. And I destroy the spirit of misfortune, loss, disappointment, deep distress, sorrow, misery, misery curses. And I destroy the power of grief, grief, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, unloose what you've already done. But for each of us, let the destroyer and the devourer destroy the remnant and every present day curse from the thief. I renounce feelings of guilt. I renounce brought on feelings and transference of spirit of regret, stress. I renounce love. I renounce affliction. I renounce disappointment. I renounce lamenting for someone or something in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke the transference of any of these spirits. Go! Get out. Cough them out. Go! Go! I command every cage of spiritual entrapment to melt by the fire of God. Lord God, let your spirit consume the intent of the enemy to cause loss, affliction, disappointment, guilt, regret, in the name of Jesus. Any and all transference of other folks' misfortune, other folks' disappointment, other folks' loss, other folks' deep distress, other folks' sorrow, other folks' misery and misery curses. And oh God, I break and destroy demonic and satanic grief. I break and destroy the power of transference of satanic and demonic pain and affliction. Go! Get out. Go! Go! I break those curses this morning. Go! You will not transfer to any emotion. Go! Get out. Get out! Loose that body. Go! 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 Get out of that back. out of that lower back. Go! Get out of those kidneys. Go! Go! Get out the kidneys. Loose those kidneys in the name of Jesus. Loose that heart in the name of Jesus. Get out! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go! Loose those emotions. Go! Go! That lying devil that cries. Go! Get out. Get out all the way. Go! Thank you, God. Thank you. Who has believed? I report, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Rejection. Go! Get out. I bind up and rebuke the works of Satan in an attempt to unloose domination, manipulation, and control spirits. Go! Get out that arm. Go! Get out the rotator cuff. Get out the shoulder. Go! Out, loose the mind. Loose the mind. Go! Go! I break the power of that misery curse right now. Go! All the way back to Adam. Go! All the way back to the beginning of the world. Go! I break your power. I break your power. Go! I break your power off the father's side. Go! I break your power off the mother's side. Go! Out! And now I break the power off your physical body. Go! Get out. Go! I break it off your mind, your ears. Deaf and dumb, go! I destroy the works of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Go this morning. Lord God, unloose peace. Unloose peace. Unloose peace this morning. Unloose the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Get out of the left, somebody in your back, under your rib cage. Go! Get out the back. Go! Get out from under that rib cage. Go! Loose the loins. Loose the loins. Go! Somebody else, your eyes. Go! Natural blindness. And spiritual blindness. Go! Loose the eyes this morning. Natural blindness and spiritual blindness. Go! And in the name of Jesus, God, rent the veil. Rent the veil. Rent the veil. From the top to the bottom, as it was rent when Jesus died. Rent the veil. Rent the veil. Loose the people in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, thank you. 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 Yay, God. My son. you this morning. My soul, thank you this morning. Holy Ghost, refill us again. Awaken our souls. Refill us again. Fill God. Fill us again. Fill us again. Fill us again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Ha, 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 devil. It didn't work. It didn't work. Who delivered us from so great a death? In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear ya, let me hear ya. Put your hands together like this. Come on.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's simple, a life that's full.
This is the time. find out is awesome.
Somebody over celebrate the awesome God.
everybody off to celebrate the awesome God. Everybody off to celebrate the awesome God. Everybody off to celebrate the awesome God.